End of the day, it's all right. Tuesday night. How about you, Seymour?
Right, good evening. I have a shaila like this. When you have a person who comes to davening, and you have a person who comes in to collect, be a mashulach, and a person coming for a campaign, a person coming for the papers and Eretz Yisrael, and they come in to collect. Tzorche amcha Yisrael merubim. There's a lot of people in need, and the ma'aser during Chazos Hashatz, you're looking around, you're looking at his face, taka nitzrach, and you feel the passion to put money in your pocket, to put your hand in your pocket, and to take out a pound coin. And in your mind, as soon as he comes round to where you're sitting, he's making his way round. As soon as he comes round to you, you plan to, you know you've got a pound coin in your pocket, you've got a 50 pence, a pound voucher, or whatever it is, and you plan to, this makes sense to give him. Doch, it's before davening, before Shemona Esra, Shulchan Aruch says to give tzedakah before Shemona Esra. All these thoughts are going through your mind, and really, you have in mind to give money. The Maisa, what happens is, you get busy with tachanun, okay, don't say tachanun here. You get busy with other things, you get busy with other zachan, and the Maisa, before you know it, is he's out the door. Another shayla is, you got in your hand, you got under your siddur, you got this 50 pence, you got a pound coin, and you want to know, hang on a second, he's gone. If I go out, I'm going to start missing him in Shmirabos, staying in. What's the halacha? Do you need to now, because you had in mind that you're going to give this a pound, do you need to start zuching the way he is? What's the story? A lot of times people get a text message. People are making a campaign. So there's a kollel institution, a moisad making a campaign. And you meet your brother-in-law. Your brother-in-law says, by the way, Sunday's our campaign. It's our 2 days, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, Mr. Shem. Yeah, and the Maisa, in your mind, you think you're going to give. You think, Taka, it's my shogar, it's my cousin. I'm going to give Taka, in your mind, you think you're going to give £10, 50, 18 pounds, whatever it is, a schum. The Maisa, when it comes to it, Sunday, you're busy. Monday, the time you get your head around looking at Charity Extra, it's already late, and they're already almost by their target, so you think that not they'll manage without me. The shaila is your commitment in your mind that you had in mind over Shabbos and Sunday that you're going to give £18 on the page. Is that binding for you to now go ahead and give £18? Who ever said that we could just carry on life as if nothing happened just because they met the target or they didn't bother you again? What's the halacha regarding the halachas if a person had in mind a zazach? Don't forget, what's this? Oh, the shaila is a neder. Now, if a person says a neder, understand. But if you don't make a neder, so where's the neder? Shulchan Aruch state mefurish that nidreit stoker, if a person makes a neder in stoker and he has machshava for stoker, there's a chiddush that by stoker, the Rama speaks about this and brings two deyas about it, and the Rama brings one deya that says if a person has in mind to give stoker, then he's chayev to give what he thought in his mind. Again, we're not talking about in your mind, you think it's a nice idea to give, you're happy with the idea. No, we're talking about a commitment in your mind. You have to be clear. There's two things. Your mind can have two things as well. I'm talking about where someone firmly in his mind, Drew Chazal Sashatz, he thought, I really ought to, I want to, I am going to give a pound to this mashulach. Not stam, a nice idea. No, a commitment. Pitaka, he meets his cousin on Friday, the campaign's on Sunday. Yeah, Savok Godav Zayin, I should give £18, and he wants to give it. He just didn't say it. Is he mechuyev to actually act on it and give the 18? 2 days, mefurisha 2 days in Ramal, and Ramal brings 2 days about it. Im choshav chishev beliboy, litain eza dovel estoka, the Ramal brings chayev lekayem machshavtoi. The ain't tzorach amira. You don't need amira. The yeshemrim, that it's okay. V'ha'ika kusvara harishayna. The main halach is like the first shita. That's mufurisha Ramal. That really seemingly would say, I think by campaigns it's quite negeya. When a person thinks that's a nice idea, he taka as a chosha beliboy, he wants to do it. The chayyad is a Ramal saying that really he should go ahead, even though he wasn't under pressure on Sunday, Monday. It looks like the campaign are doing quite well without you. But the ma'isa, there seems to be an Indian to make sure to act on it. The ma'isa, till you get to the Pesach Shua. On that seat from the Rishon Ches, Meshuna de Gechidish. Zot the Pesach Shuvah from the Dos Eish. This Shalis Shuvah is called Dos Eish. And he says, this whole machlokas is only if a person specified that I want to give to Stoker, but didn't say how much. In his mind, he said how much. He thought how much. But if everything was done in his mind, the entire commitment was done in his mind, nothing was stipulated at all, then according to everyone, then he's potter. Which all the Achronim question, it's not the Loshna Ramor. Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky says, you see a similar machlokas in Chosha Mishpot, where a person buys a property, and in his mind, when he purchases a property from Yenem, he has in mind that the property should be bought on behalf of a tzedakah. And the Ramor brings it, we don't do that nowadays, usually you have to write it down who it is for. And just imagine you buy a property, and you don't, in your mind, you think that it's going to go to, you have in mind that it should go to, it should belong to a kohen. But you didn't actually say it. Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days there, and Shulchan Aruch says there, the case was, kono karka, veloi hoitzi mipiv klum. And he didn't say anything. And yet Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days about it. So you see, even if you don't say anything, it's still, according to one opinion, you're certainly obligated to act on it, and therefore l'choy, there should be an inyan to go ahead and really go ahead. The Chayyah, Shlom Zalman Oibach, was talking mechazik do'ilam for people which are standing in the middle of Shachris, and they have in mind, they pull out 50 pence or a pound, they have in mind to give it to a Mashulach. He was very makwid to make sure to have in mind that it should be b'toris b'li neda, in order that your commitment in your mind shouldn't be a commitment, it shouldn't be a strong, shouldn't be binding. He was very makwid about it. A person should be very careful not to make these commitments in mind, not just to go with the flow, because going with the flow could put you into shaila, which the pashas or ramor is that it's committed, a commitment's commitment. In your mind, you think, taka, you see a nice campaign, I should also give £7, £9, something, epis. The mice, you don't end up giving it. It's nishal zebatamt. A limit chus there is for the Atoros Nadorim that we do on Erev Rosh Hashanah. For those who do it, sometimes it's very difficult to do it. Sometimes you have to make sure to either do Atoros Nadorim, or if a person missed Atoros Nadorim, to at least say the Kol Nidre. You can't be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. When it comes to Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Kippur, to at least say the Kol Nidre, then you have one of these two things, that's okay, Me'ikah, then that's also okay for Masirah. Masirah Me'idah for the next year. And this, a Masirah Me'idah, how do we rely on it? Just by the way, does that mean you could just make Nadorim? Very interesting Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that Mesirus Meidor that we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, it only helps if at the time that you make a Neder, you don't remember what, you don't think about the Mesirus Meidor that you made on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that can happen. That's an interesting halacha, a random halacha. So most times when you make a Neder and you do something, you don't think about that you made a Torah Nadorim. But more importantly, the Ramor basically tells us, don't rely on Atoros Adorim that we make in Erev Shoshana, imloy b'shas atchak godl. So he basically tells you, don't rely on Atoros Adorim. You always have to be mataneda with three people. If let's say a person makes a neda now, he shouldn't rely on Atoros Adorim unless it's a shas atchak godl. So really, that's basically telling you that don't rely on it. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach says like this, very, very interesting chiddush. They all bring this down. Mordig achap. When did the Ramor tell you not to rely on Atoros Adorim? That's if I stand now and I say, I'm a Kabbalah on myself, that I'm not going to eat Coke. He makes a nether. I make a clear nether. Of them, that's when the Ramor tells you, don't rely on Atoros Adorim that you made in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Don't rely on the Mesirus Meidor. That's when the Ramor says, don't rely on it. But on something which I didn't say that I am a Kabbalah on myself, a nether, you just said that you're going to do something nice, which there's no neder. But the pella is, if I say that I'm going to give you £10 for stocker, I didn't make a neder, but there's another halacha in Hilchos Nadorim. Ha'oimer ashke eshne, I will learn, perek zeh, is neder godel nodal edekei Yisrael. If a person says, I'm going to learn perek tefillas hashacha, although you didn't say a neder, did you say a neder? So I'm going to learn Mishram, I plan to learn Simon Nun base. Yeah, I plan to learn it. The halacha is that it's kilo you made a neder. So mashum de galocha. So for that type of neder, which is be'etim, you didn't make a neder. Chazal tell you this is like a neder because it's a mitzvah. For that type of neder, when you didn't make a neder, it's just Chazal made it into a neder. That helped your mysterious meidah that we make a neder Rosh Hashanah. It's a massive. You should know this. This Rav Shlomo Zalman sorts us out for many things. We all know the Mishabura and Reish Lamed Ches tells us when we start off a new kviyos. You start learning with a new kviyas, you start trying a new chavrusa. Mishabur tells you, always say that we're learning to be b'toris b'li neda. Mishabur tells us, because of Shulchan Aruch Shtei, you have to do that. Shlomo Zalman's chap is, that for this, Hatoros Nadorim that you make on Erev Rosh Hashanah, or Yom Kippur, you say Kol Nidre, if you say it, that would help you for a type of neder that is, you didn't make a neder, but it's for Nidre Mitzvah, that will help you. So I think it's Shlomo Zalman's a massive, it helps out a lot. In Mincha Shlomo, he writes in Mincha Shlomo, in Shuvas, in some Kuf Chaf, at Tzadi Beis Oischaf, he mentions this. He's got a whole nice shtickle to explain this, and all the Heimdikers bring this down halacha. Some argue, but Lameiser, this is a very big nekuda to remember. You should know, people, you meet someone after Maariv, and he asks you, before Maariv, he asks you, ah, you're going to Prestwich, can I steal a lift? You say, yeah, no problem, sure. And the middle of Maariv, you think, you need to pop off somewhere, you need to pay, you say, whatever. And you tell him after, sorry, I'm not going that way. Be'etzem, before Maariv, when he said that you can come with, Be'etzem, that's a neder. Neder, he didn't say neder, of a nidri mitzvah, offering someone a lift is no less of a mitzvah than giving money or anything like that to stocker. The Pesachim say, that's a nidri mitzvah. That's why people try to say bli neder. Yeah, sure, bli neder. It's an interesting thing, but at least we have a backup of the Atoros Adorim. This actually amplifies the need to make a mysterious midah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, or to at least say kol nidri. As you know, I find it very schwer. A lot of ladies, well, actually, they won't do Atoros Adorim Erev Rosh Hashanah because they don't do it. And kol nidri, sometimes they don't make it for kol nidri. So they haven't got any Atoros Adorim there, a mysterious midah for the next year. And then during the year, they could be offering things, I'll make you supper, and something slipped up, or yes, something which is a mitzvah, and then they backtrack on it. And Shulchan Aruch state, if a person says he's going to do a mitzvah, then it's like a neder. So I think it's very, Ramesh Shtembach actually writes, that it's important that the husband tells the three people before, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, that also on behalf of my wife, I want to do Atoros Adorim. So that's a very original thing. It's important to know that we are gaining a very lot by this mysterious midah. We're gaining that when a person commits himself, he says, yeah, I'll do your tova. Firstly, it's important to say Bli Neda to avoid the whole Shaila. But if you don't say Bli Neda, at least you have the mysterious midah that we do on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's very interesting, Nekuda, all these Nekudas. Next Shaila is that a lot of people, we've been discussing this Shaila for many times, Baruch Hashem, the government are clamping down on global warming. Baruch Hashem, we've had the wettest and coldest summer, and in the time that they attribute it to the, you know, maybe the plastic straws that they started changing from the, yeah, changed it into the wood. And Baruch Hashem, the government are taking grip on the global warming, you know, and now that they've added something else, now you have to be careful, next year might be absolutely freezing, because they made a new rule, that the lid, right, the lids used to be able to detach the lid completely from the bottle, and then you're left with a bottle top, a cap, completely detached. And now they look like they're going to take global warming another level, or whatever they call it, climate change, all the different things, and then now they're going to be, it's attached. And it even says over here, I am attached to recycle together. So this is the Gerusa, it affects the whole Baruch Hashem, they're sorting out. I used to have kavona by Rika Ha'aretz al Amoyim when I saw, you know, when climate change was really a serious thing. You could see 40, 42 degrees, you know, a couple of years ago. And the newspapers was all full of global warming. But that made me have kavona when I said the bracha every morning, Rika Ha'aretz al Amoyim, that Hashem's going to separate the land from the seas. We always have that haftocha. It'll be a bracha levatol otherwise. It's also a bit strange why the banks are happy to give loads of mortgages and they're not worried about that the whole England will sink in. But anyway, at least there seems to be something going on. But at the end of the day, what's negeh to us is that the government have put this thing in place that this is going to be attached. Now, some people were thinking, you know, there's a whole noisa about opening bottles, not opening bottles. So maybe it's like a pshara, now it's anyway stuck. Does it help? Does it swing the shaila to the favor of saying that, no, bishlam, if you make a whole separate cap and it's detached now, so now I made a kaidi. So let's read this very briefly. The emesis now is not the platform at all to go into this noisa, which takes at least 2 hours to go through. But I think it's still value to explain just a small prat. We all know the shaila. This whole Shaila that started off many, many years ago, Shlomo Zalman Loibach was the first one to sort of flag it up. He actually wrote in the Jewish Tribune all those years ago. He put an azvat, Shlomo Zalman put an azvat mentioning that to open a bottle top is a Shaila of a deraisa. That's what he put in the Jewish Tribune all those years ago. So what's the is a deraisa? What are you doing? Because for the very first time, you are actually made a lid. The company didn't make a lid. You made a lid for the very first time, which is possible to now use it to close and use it to open, right? As it is now, this is not a lid. You'll have to start doing a ganze zach in order to create a lid. You'll have to detach the ring from the cap. So by now detaching the ring from the cap, you've now created for the very first time a lid. That was the shaila. The reason why it got sort of lost, this topic, was because the same Reb Shlomo Zalman had a taina that when it comes to plastics, it could be a lot better. Now, it's not clear, this is exactly what takes an hour to explain, what in the world should be different between plastics and metal, even though the process of clamping it down in the factory is slightly different, but it's not so clear in our locha why it should be an afkimina. This is bichlal not the time to go into all the details. There's far too much to say. We can say, I'm a bit influenced, the emesis, this is a shaila like no other shaila. I'm a bit influenced by my two rebbes here in the UK, Rebbe Falk and Rebbe Westheim. Remember last time we came, we put on a tape. I stole 10 seconds from both of them, gave shiurim on this noisa, and the last 10 seconds of both of them shiurim, I came on today, and they gave a geshrei. Boshe famously said, I don't know any Yerush Shemayim that would want to put themselves into a shaila v'daraisa. That was his nusach, and we had it on tape last time, and Rebbe Falk had his nusach, everyone had their nusach. Also, it's very important to know that for a person to put himself in the shadow of the Raisa, it's one thing if it's a real, real Noisa. You find a lot of times by Erevin, a person, you know, to have an Erev in Shtot is such a strong need for some people. It means Shabbos, a completely different Shabbos. Whereas when it comes to Shailas of opening a pot top before Shabbos, to make sure it's done before Shabbos, versus, you know, delaying and opening it normally, it's quite minimal. Or even if it's, I'm a very spang on. I can see the influence is coming from down south. In London, Shinoda in Padua was Mekel. And that's why I believe, don't quote me, but I believe in Kadassia, they're not Machayev, the bottles to be open when it comes to making a simchas. This is a noisa that we should really go into it and condense it into 20 minutes. The point being is that when it comes to over here, the bottle tops, the shaila, again, those who are machme held that when a person opens the bottle top for the very first time, he's for the very first time created the bottle top, a lid, which now could be used to close and open. So yes, before it wasn't usable to open and close, it was just clamped, well, that's what it was. Yes, it's a function now that nothing's going to come out. But there's no lid that can currently be used to close and open. By snapping it off, now he's made a lid to be closed and open. So that's the potential shayla of Makom HaPatish. These new bottles which are attached to the bottle, the chayla should be no nafkimina according to the machmirim, according to those who are stringent and they hold that there is a shayla of Makom HaPatish. The chayla, there should be no nafkimina whether you actually fully detach the bottle cap from the bottle, or whether it's joined. The end of the day, even if it is joined to the bottle, the end of the day, for the very first time you've created the bottle tap, be it attached, but for the very first time this bottle cap can now close and open, can be used in close and open. Don't forget, you have to just get your bearings about what malocha is involved in Makom HaPatish. Shulchan Aruch speaks about random cases of Makom HaPatish. A person needs to get, in those days they didn't have these nice flosses that you can get, the TP nice flossing that you can get nowadays. Shulchan Aruch speaks about making a toothpick from a piece of wood. Shulchan Aruch says if you make a little splinter to take the stuff out of your teeth, the chalon out of your teeth, that is Shulchan Aruch, that's the issa of Makom HaPatish. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Tov speaks about shafoid, which bent, so to straighten it up, Makom HaPatish. We have to realize that where the machmir, again, this is a shaila, we haven't got any agenda here, because this is old raid, and machmirim, yesh machmirim, yesh makilim. But again, you can understand why we are influenced by Rebbe Falk and Rebbe Osher, who said that because it involves a shaila of a deraisa, that could be an inyan to avoid. And certainly when it comes to these ones which are attached, it doesn't seem to be a chilek whether it's attached or detached. L'chori, the potential shaila of Makom HaPatish should still apply. Go. Okay.